Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to help a couple out here with what we call great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have Jake, we have Emma, and I have no idea what's happening with them.
Mm. Yeah, we have a lovely couple today. They are buying a house together, but they're having some disagreements on who's going to help them buy the house.
Mm.
Okay.
The realtor.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay, Jake, Emma. Jake won the toss, so let's get his side first. Jake?
Yay!
Yay!
My call.
What's going on?
We're taking the plunge and we're going to buy a house together, doing the grown-up stuff.
Yay.
And I think that we need to save money everywhere we can. And one of my good friends, who used to be a girlfriend, so she's my ex-girlfriend, is a realtor. But she's just getting started in the business. And it's a case of if we go with her, she's going to give us a steep discount in helping us find a house.
So you guys wouldn't, I don't know if you understand this, but you would not have to pay her anything no matter what as the buyer, but she does get a commission on the other end, and I've done exactly what you're talking about. She can kick some of that back to you. And that's what you're suggesting she's going to do? She's going to like...
Exactly. It's a win-win. We go with a person I know I can trust, and we're going to end up getting a better deal on a house. They're unforeseen by me is some jealousy issues that are coming up out of this.
We're going to get to Emma's side. I just want to congratulate you, Jake, on being the most typical male I've ever heard in my life. Men, when we have a thing we feel a little guilty about, we put fluff all around it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, buying a house, everything's awesome, looking at stuff. Anyway, my ex-girlfriend's a realtor. And there's also puppy dogs and like shoebox. And you're like, right. Like that one thing in the middle is what we're focused on. But like you didn't just say it. It was like, I have a realtor friend, you know, she's great. I also used to sleep with her. And you're, it's like you can see how that might be a problem for somebody, because you like I was pretty intimate with my realtor. I don't mean anything.
What?
I am of the opinion that just because you break up with someone, you don't cut them out of your life. I've never understood that. I just think that's immature. So
okay.
Again, this is a person I trust from my past.
Okay,
so you're going to give us a deal.
But you think this boils down to just Emma, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you think you said she's jealous, so you think this is her being petty, insecure kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. She keeps bringing up past relationships, and I'm just like, you have past relationships, we're adults. I really don't think we need to even bring that into this discussion about buying a house.
Okay, Emma?
Yay.
Okay, that can't be fun to hear. What's your side?
I mean, she's his ex-girlfriend, for Christ's sake. Like, I don't like this idea at all. I think it's terrible. I'm kind of pissed at why he even knows so much about her life, and I don't really care about saving money if it means like saving our relationship. So I'm not for this at all.
Do you think, I mean, when I said I was intimate with my realtor, I think I don't, I want it to explain, like, if you don't already have a house and like that's the one, like that's the one I definitely want or whatever, you like jump in the car with them and spend a whole Saturday with them. Like you're, and then you go out to lunch and like
yeah. Yeah. And you talk with them a lot, explaining, I want this and I want this, and because I envision our family doing this, and you get kind of, I get what you're saying.
It's an intrapersonal.
Okay.
It's more involved than you, it's not just
than
like,
you might think.
Here's the paperwork. Like, it can
be. Yeah, and that's why I don't want it. I don't want her knowing our business, what our future looks like, my personal business, what I make. Like, there's so many things that she will find out, and I just don't want that. And I'm sorry. Like, I will never change my mind because I think it's ridiculous. There's a million realtors. I don't care about saving money. I'll pay the extra money if it means not being around his ex.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call that number and pick a side, or you can text the Berg Simpson phone line. Same thing.
I'll be honest. I was on Jake's side. I've never bought a house, never thought about it. Like, I have no idea what goes into that. So I was on Jake's side at first, but knowing just how personal it's going to get with like your banking info, your income, your finances, like what you picture your future to be, I don't know if I would want an ex involved. Even.
Five
no,
grand.
I don't.
10 grand?
It's big money with a house, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Because I bought a house, I used my sister-in-law, and like, I didn't realize what it was going to mean. And then at closing, they handed her commission checks. And then she had them do a separate one. And she handed me, like, it was a ridiculous, it was like $5,000. And I was like, wait, what? And then I just handed that straight back over. And I went down, that increased my down payment. Like, it changed my life.
Yeah.
Because you just have, all of a sudden, your monthly payment goes down.
But if that was your first ex-wife.
I mean, is there any hope that she's, you said she's just getting started, but is that a good thing maybe? Like, she's like, I want to be professional and get my career on the right path, and I'm not going to, you know, do anything with your banking information. It's all going to be on the up and up. Do you have any confidence, or you just don't care?
Emma. I think she's, I'm sorry.
Or AJ, or whoever,
no,
I guess.
Way.
Yeah.
I would just say that she's already proven herself to be a wonderful, trustworthy person. And I know she's on the same page as far as putting the past in the past. And she's hungry right now. Do you know what I mean? As far as getting
okay,
work.
That's nice, but I don't care. I really don't care. I don't even like that you know this much about her. Like, the past is the past. Exactly. So let's move on. Let's find someone else. This is really not okay. I'm not on board with this.
Did you just hear him say about saving so much money?
I don't care. I'd rather save the relationship. That's what's more important. But apparently to Jake, having his ex-girlfriend in our relationship and saving money is more important. So now I know his priorities.
It is admirable to be fruit. Like, at some point you might like the fact that he's... We're not trying to talk you off your position.
You said it changed your life. It changed the payment. It changed the outlook of the rest of the 30 years that you're going to be paying on this house. Like...
But if Emma doesn't stay, then that would also change the trajectory of your life. So, Emma, Jake, hang on. Do not move. We're going to get a jury here for you.
For what I remember buying a house, it's so much money. You think it's this much money, and then there's always this, and then there's this, and then that deposit.
You haven't
this.
Paid the inspection yet.
Yeah.
What about your earnest money? What about, and you're like,
gosh.
Wait, what? Hold on, what?
Yeah.
How much do I? What?
I haven't been earnest about any of this.
Right.
It's not gonna.
But like.
It feels like
and
for
can
me.
Can it go bad?
Mm-hmm. I've had plenty of deals go bad.
Like, and I just wouldn't want to have a personal relationship with that person, and then it goes bad, and then things get awkward, and then what if the trust isn't there anymore, and then things are brought up again?
$10,000.
It's big money.
It's 6%. If the realtor's on both sides, it's like 6% is their commission. And if you think about 6% of a house is now $600,000-$700,000, that's a truck ton of cash. If she only give you half of it back, it's it's
yes, it's maybe a full day and it's pretty personal, but just play nice. Can you I don't know. Are we just dudes? Are we thinking way
but
too
here's
practically?
The thing. Of, I want to say this. It's not saving money because. They wouldn't have to pay more if they don't use her, but they could just have this found money hit them if they do.
Mm.
Because when you sell a house, that's when you're paying the commission. If they go Emma's way, if it's a $300,000 house, it's $300,000. The difference is if they use this other chick, they have some extra money in their pocket.
Yeah.
So I know people are going to call and just say she's insecure, but like try to make more of a case than just that. I mean, we're all allowed to be insecure. It's like, he's pretty... Mm-hmm. He's pretty non-burn bridgey guy, so it's like he seems like he could get intimate. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Blur some lines during the home buying process.
Yeah.
Jake wants to use his ex as a realtor. Emma's like, the past is the past. You pick a side. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a Grey Maid debate with Jake and Emma. They're about to buy their first home together. It's a big step. But yeah. Jake has an ex-girlfriend who's a realtor.
What is it?
Just don't say an extra A.
Realtor.
Don't say that.
Oh.
That's where you get it wrong. And he's like, no, she's my ex, but she's going to kick back some money to us. And Emma's like, past is past. I don't want to have this intimate relationship with one of your exes, basically, in our finances, in our life, helping pick out our future.
Yes.
Jake, Emma, feel free to jump in with any of these jury members. Let's start with Melody.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on her side. There's a company out there called Trilora that my sister and my niece use that gave the same kickback that this girlfriend is going to give. They have a discount when you're buying a house that you don't have to pay the 6%. And also when you sell that house, they'll give you the same kickback. So I lost a friend over it that was a realtor that mad that my sister and niece went through Trilora instead of them, but they're going to get the best deal. And he needs to get rid of this ex-girlfriend. That's ridiculous. Disrespectful to his wife.
Girlfriend. Okay. Thank you. Or are they married? I forgot.
No, they're dating.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I'm just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where are we at here?
Thank God one person is reasonable.
Sherry.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side 100%.
What is going... Okay, why?
He's already proven that he cares more about saving money than her own personal feelings. And my husband is a realtor, so I know that exactly what's going to happen. And they're not just going to dive into his personal finances, but it's going to go into her personal history and her finances.
Yeah.
And
so?
That is not okay for his ex, whatever, to know about his future girl. And she has every right to keep that private.
If you got $5,000 on you right now, I'll give you my social. I don't care.
I agree.
No. I gave it for free on apps. No, but there's a difference.
That's fine. Use your ex. Use anybody you want. But we're talking about her. Her information is now going to be privy to this ex, and she doesn't have a right to know anything about her.
Okay.
That's personal and private. My husband doesn't tell me squat about any of his transactions. And he does transactions with family and friends. I know nothing, and I don't want to know nothing. He keeps it private, but he knows everything about both sides.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Okay.
I mean, in theory, his ex-girlfriend would, too. I mean, because she's still a professional, right? I mean, somebody would have to go, like, wouldn't you have some sort of recourse, like a lawsuit if she did something with your info?
Yeah. Won't, yes.
But what if the relationship builds again and they're like, oh, wait, we're actually really good together.
Oh, my God.
No, that's ridiculous. And why would you trust it more with a stranger than with someone I know?
Because I'm not going to hook up with a stranger.
we have empirical evidence to the contrary.
Hey, I learn about them first.
Let's get a couple more people in here. Becca.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Absolutely. What is happening?
I'm actually a realtor, and I would never represent an ex. That is just a huge conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. And what happens if something goes bad in the transaction, and now you have to have conversations multiple times past the transaction? Absolutely not. I would refer it to somebody else.
Okay. Thank you. Lovely chatting with you. Vince?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I have to say that I'm on her side. I can see both points, but for it ultimately for me comes down to the fact, how much is she worth to you? Are you going to spend like $2,000 on a ring for her, get married, or are you going to spend $500 on a ring?
Does anybody see the argument that Jake is making? Like, I can give my social security number, your social security number to a stranger or somebody that I already know. Like, I already know she's not going to.
Well, yeah. And I can see his point because finances are cause a lot of arguments in a relationship. But when it comes down to it, at the base, how much is she worth to him?
Okay. Thank you, Vince. We could keep going, Jake. We can't find anybody in a tri-state area who thinks that $5,000, $10,000...
It's just a conflict of interest is not worth it.
I'm sorry, surprised, honey.
Okay, I would just like to say, though, that I have multiple exes in my life, and I have
red
no
flag.
Problem
red flag.
Okay, all right, let's take the shovel away. He's
digging, Jake. So, and what? Like, you're going to use them to buy a car, or
no? But one of my exes is a dental hygienist, and even though we're no longer intimate, she still cleans my teeth.
You are
still intimate. Then she's getting
her
in your
hands
mouth.
Are. Emma, yeah, you need to consider a lot of different things right now.
I know. That's why I'm not saying anything, because I'm breathing in and out. Like, should I even be getting a house with this guy? Like, what is happening? Now you're making me rethink everything.
Oh, everyone wants to throw away money. No one wants to save money. I feel like I'm talking to a wall. This is nuts.
You are. You're talking to a wall of people.
There's more to life than money. I hate to break it to you. More to life. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I don't know what to do, you guys.
I don't either. I'm shocked.
For $5,000, I'll sleep with one of my exes.
Well,
text in to 3.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Here we go, people.
We're just getting into it now. There's no ready.
News. Sorry.
No news. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
So Aaron needs a little more foreplay. I guess we'll do a little bit longer.
We used to give a big speech before. So
yeah.
Sometimes I'm just surprised.
Well, sometimes I'm letting the song that was just playing finish. You know, that's why sometimes I talk a little longer, because I don't want to play that theme over the back end of the song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And just a programming note, it is news or no puh with P-E on the end. We've got some texts every once in a while.
You think it's news or no?
Yeah, news or no, because we're just kind of screaming.
Yeah, we're just
kind of
going, no!
It, so.
Yeah, you're right. All
so
right.
Just a programming
note. All right, thank you.
Good evening. For the third time, welcome to the program. Timothée Chalamet. That's because I said program a couple times. I snuck it in. Programming note.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Can I just tell you, programming doesn't bother me as much as program.
Interesting.
Because program feels
You said programming, I think, the other day, and somebody texted in and said...
I just don't like... It's...
Is it like verb versus...
No, it's like it feels old-timey. Like there's a certain type of radio person that says words like program or broadcast. And I just...
Okay.
All right, today on the broadcast, on the program, it's like, I don't like that.
Okay.
It just feels so dated. We still call people who do what we do disc jockeys, and it's like, I haven't touched
a disc,
and I've never jockeyed.
Yeah, I wear Hanes.
Right, no, I don't... What are we? I don't know what our...
I don't know.
Write down on your tax form, what do you write you are?
I don't know, because I don't want to say DJ, because to me, T-Hack is a DJ.
Yes.
We are not.
I don't know what we are. Are we talent? Pretentious to say on-air talent.
No, because that is what is said or written on.
Okay.
Stuff.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Personality.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. Since when?
Right. I'm void of that. So anyway, you're not hurting my feelings with programming.
Well, good to know. Well, good evening. Timothée Chalamet is in the news. He's everyone's favorite young actor.
Are you doing that thing on purpose to get under my skin?
Well, that's, I think, how he said it.
I don't think he says it like that.
No, and isn't it technically Timothée like
we did look it up at one point.
It's very French.
Heard, I think yeah, you're saying it like what Nikki Glaser said. What saying it like Adam Sandler would say it.
Chalamet. Okay, how am I supposed to? How am I supposed to then?
Just say Timothy
Chalamet. She's everyone's favorite young actor, and also certified bad boy. Because he was fine. He went to the London premiere of A Complete Unknown, you know, the Bob Dylan movie that he's starring in.
Can I just say, okay, go ahead.
You have interrupted him so much. I'm stepping in right now. Okay, let him finish.
Now you're interrupting me interrupting.
Yes.
Good evening. Timothy Chalamet, he's certified bad boy. He went to the premiere of the London.
If you want to start over, we're starting over.
Bring it back. This is DJ Move.
If I wasn't allowed to interrupt, I'd use the music. Okay, sorry.
He rode an electric bike to beat traffic.
A lime.
Was it a lime?
It was a lime. I didn't realize lime was a company in other countries as well.
You get 10 minutes for free over there.
You
it's
do?
Wild. They really encourage bike riding.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were just scooters, not riding in on the lime with a
big
bikes.
Green basket. They have both.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, so he rode a lime and he parked it where he's not supposed to, so he went home with a $73 fine. So we're starting to GoFundMe for Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet. What I was going to say when I was rudely interrupted.
When you were rudely interrupting.
He plays Bob Dylan in his new film.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And I've heard wonderful things about it. Want to see it. Got a lot of friends who are huge fans of Bob Dylan. I just don't think he's now qualified by playing that role to be the host and musical guest of Saturday Night Live. But that is exactly what's happening. He's
it's
the host.
Not because of that role. It's because have you seen his skits before?
But
so
he's
good.
Not the music. He's not
to be the musical.
The music
he's
guest.
The musical guest.
Oh, he's wait like, a second.
They could have Ariana. They could have Shaboozy. They could have like somebody. But it's like no. Like they've done that when it's like Harry Styles.
Yeah. Of
Harry
course.
Is an amazing actor.
Ariana mm-hmm. has done both.
Yes.
Did Billy do both? I think too.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish.
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
You're right.
But you're not.
Is he going to cover Bob Dylan?
I would assume so.
As the
interesting.
I don't like it. So now I'm glad he got fined.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Good.
Good evening.
Anyway, so I was thinking.
There is there's a Fire Aid concert benefiting LA. It includes like.
Have they said names now?
There's a few. They said that 50 artists have thrown their hat in the ring to perform.
It's gotten so
they were literally only expecting 15 acts, but it's gotten so big that they are having the event both at the Intuit Dome and Kia Forum. Like they both.
Wow.
So I know Gaga was listed, Billie Eilish, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It seemed like they only wanted, and this feels a little non-inclusive, but they only wanted LA artists.
Really?
They were like, they had so many people volunteer. So it's like, you know, Keith Urban's like, all day. And it's like, no, dude, you're an Australian. Like, we want just, they want to make it LA for LA.
And that kind of makes sense, though. I guess.
Kind of, but like, you know, Maui's over there going like, hey, nobody raised money. Like,
hey, hi. That's true.
We could use a little scratch over here. So, is Taylor considered an LA artist? You would have to assume. Eras is over.
I feel
over.
Like she could, would be.
She could throw it together one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so when is that? Does it have a date?
I don't think so.
You get all your news right here. You get tidbits of stories.
Good evening. We've talked before on News or Nope that Slacker may have had a chance with Sofia Vergara as she was looking to date again, but it turns out his chance, the window has closed, as she was spotted with Lewis Hamilton.
She was spotted with him. That doesn't mean they're together.
It sparked fresh romance rumors after a lunch date in New York City. The F1 driver, would you like F1? That's got a... Really
he was a
stained.
Mercedes driver. He's moving to Ferrari, and they got rid of Carlos Sainz for him, which makes me very sad. Carlos is smoldering.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Carlos is so... Wow. Look up Carlos Sainz. You will drop it
I think
over.
I have looked
he's
up him
He's gorgeous.
Up.
You know what? Maybe Lewis Hamilton would be a better fit for you today. You seem to have a lot in common.
He's,
I stand corrected.
No, that she's
I
not,
have looked Carlos
yes,
up
Yes, Carlos
before.
Is... Yeah. Gorge. Yeah. All right. Yep. One more, I think.
Good evening. Today is it's Appreciate a Dragon Day. There you go.
It's what?
Mm. Appreciate a Dragon Day. So go home, watch How to Train Your Dragon, because that movie is so cute.
I should have shut us off at Lewis Hamilton.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We talk about some weird, heavy stuff, but Aaron, I don't know that what you're doing is healthy.
I think it is. It's. Okay. I also think it's really funny.
So we all kind of in a new year take on new things, like mm-hmm. whatever little health thing or whatever. Aaron's not journaling per se. What would you call what you're doing?
I don't know. Just documenting.
Documenting major life events.
Yeah.
But you've separated your life events yes. into three and or four categories.
Not major.
Well, but okay. But like, so it's in your notes app, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the categories you've chosen.
Okay.
Because what, it, my understanding, you can, I mean, you could explain it, but or I can just tell you the way I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
You mean it, is like, at the end of 2025, you want to go like, open this up and like have a, like a snapshot of what a great year, or what like, yeah. like what your year looked like.
Yeah.
So you have in there friend dates.
Yes. Friend dates, concerts, because I want to do like an end of the year recap because I feel like we forget so much that happens throughout the year.
Okay.
I agree. That's true. That's good.
Even like going out of town and going to restaurants, I want to write down the name of the restaurants because there's so many that like in England that we went to that I wish I remembered and I don't.
Okay. And just going and looking at your Amex bill isn't enough.
No.
To go like, okay.
It was that one with fish and chips.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
So you got to be specific. Yeah. How many?
The
so
kind
many.
Of one that served tea. Which one was that?
How many categories do you have right now?
Right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Name the categories that you have. You have the friends thing.
Friend dates.
Okay.
Concerts.
Yep.
Regular dates, like romantic dates. And cries.
So one of the things she's documenting is when she cried.
Yes.
Okay. What do you have once you read an entry from your friend date?
I don't have one yet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't.
From concerts.
I haven't been to one this year.
From regular dates.
There's one.
Okay. So this is just a cry list. Is that what we're getting at?
This is what I'm saying, Tiak, and this is why I wanted to bring it up on the show, because I feel like this is a little bit unhealthy.
I think it's
so. Funny. How many entries are under cry?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then not only do you write like cried.
Yeah. And the date.
Do you document how hard you cried? Was it one of the,
yes.
like, was it an ugly cry, a pretty
yeah.
cry?
I give it a star rating based on how many tears were shed and I give the reasoning.
So is a 5-star. Okay. Hold on.
I haven't had a 5-star
but
yet.
It's backwards, right? Because the more you cry that, like the worse the cry, the higher the rating, or is
oh,
it like,
I see.
Like the littler, like, oh, that was just a 1-star.
Cause
I just,
you would think a 5-star
up.
Would be like, you just cried a little bit over a TV commercial.
See, I was thinking like,
or just the impact
the
of the
impact.
Cry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that
but
whole
I know
argument
what you
of
mean.
Like when you're making it colder in the room, are you turning the AC up or down?
Yeah. Like it's I like, would think if I cry- had like a huge cry, I'd be like, that was 1-star. Like that was terrible. I hated
right.
that.
Oh.
Not like, oh, that was great. That was
a huge 5-star
yeah.
cry.
Could I have a 6-star?
Okay. So you have a whole bunch of cries on there.
4.
It's pretty early in the year to have 4 significant.
There's like, and they're all in within like a 5-day period so far.
Hmm. Are you documenting? Oh, I don't want to ask that.
That's
are you
okay.
documenting the reason?
Yes.
Or is okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of it too.
So you know why you cried?
Yes. Because like,
is
I'll,
my
I'll
name
tell
in
you,
there at all?
No.
Okay.
But I did cry over Spencer Pratt when he was like, he cried because he was really happy that Heidi's album got to number one.
Okay.
And like his joy made me cry, so that was a 2-star.
I need people. 303-222-5423. Text in. Is this healthy? Or is this?
It's a form of
dwelling.
No, because I think it's a form of journaling, and it also kind of brings me joy because I think it's so weird and so funny that I can look back and be like, "Oh my god, I cried over Spencer Pratt."
Do you think it at all? Does it? Do you feel encouraged to cry?
No,
because of the documenting, you're not.
No,
okay. I feel like you would.
No,
like I'm wanting to fill that list out.
No, because I can cry on command, so I know I don't need to do that.
Well, that could not necessarily be a bad thing if you're wanting to cry. That's not...
It's cathartic at times.
Sure.
Side conversation while we're getting texts about whether Aaron is healthy or not. Between you and me, Hack, which one of us is going to get on your cry list first?
Oh, no.
It's me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It has been a little while since we talked about claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
Are you famous for something? not even, but it's like your claim to fame.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be famous for it, but like, this is what you hang your hat on at night.
Okay. You just made me feel way worse.
I know, same.
Well, there's this dude, there's a story going around about this dude, and Tiak has a weird aversion to this guy.
Not weird.
Well, he's just mad about the wrong thing, I think. He's just not, okay. Well, okay, here's the deal. He's about to father his 100th child.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing it the old-fashioned way, like finding Aaron on Hinge. He's.
Do you want to be able to find me? I'm not on.
Oh, it's true. No, he's a donor. He's a swimmer donor.
Uh-huh.
He's a swimmer salesman.
Yeah. A frequent, yeah, he's got a punch card or something. He goes a lot.
At some point, wouldn't you think the swimmer people would be like, hey, man, we got... See this section?
Yeah.
These are Ziploc bags full of you. Yes. Like, but you know, there must be something about him. Do you know anybody who's got sperm donation before?
Yes, but no.
Is there like I picture there's a catalog. It's like, this gentleman is 6'6". He's a doc. Like, because you want to kind of know their height. You want to kind of know, like, are they smart?
I think you are allowed to know that. Because my oldest nephew was adopted, and the birth mom, they made books that had, like, kind of general info. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wonder if this guy has something about him that 100 different women have went like, yeah.
That one.
That's the guy. Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
So in his mind, he has, his claim to fame is, I've sired 99 and counting children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then why do you have a problem? He has helped 99 plus women who just want to be a mom, be a mom. Why do you not like his claim to fame?
It is. I think hundreds seems like a big number, but it is a good story. Like, he's helping people and all that.
He's like Nick Cannon heavy. I don't know.
I guess, yeah. But it's his quote at the very end, he says basically that, I love that I've helped so many people. Mm. He says, but I'm a long way off making a significant impact on the world's overall population. And so for that, I'm only just getting started.
Like, that sounds like a threat.
Yeah. It does a little bit.
It feels like a villain speech. Like wait. What was that last?
He's petting a hairless cat.
Yeah.
When he said, he's like, man, I'm just getting started, Jay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a little, it's like, what's your goal here? What are you working towards?
Can I just say, whatever he's done, is your claim to fame better than that?
Yeah.
Yours is?
Yep.
You have a better claim to fame than that.
I think so.
I would have to hand it to him.
We've been tasked with teasing on our show a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out Aaron's claim to fame in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's find out TX's stupid one.
It's very stupid. I led the state in free throw percentage when I was in high school.
That's your claim to fame.
Yeah, I only missed two free throws my entire year. The entire senior
year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only two.
That's pretty good.
I was so good at free throws that my coach laughed when I missed them because he knew how much it would bother me.
Wow.
You know, he was like, oh, you finally missed. You know, and I was, yeah. That's what I hang my hat on at night.
So when you're at a dinner party somewhere and the guy's over there going, yep, that's me. I'm the guy who's, I've sired 99. And it's like, whoa. And then the other guy's like, oh, I was the personal assistant to the Winklevosses. Sorry, I just watched. Like, oh my God, you knew though? Yeah, they gave me like 1% of what. It's like, whoa. It's like, yeah, I'm really good at free throws. Like that's, you're going
to
chime in?
No, I used to be very good at them.
Dude,
no, I mean, well, now I would say I'm on the Slacker show. That would be my claim to fame. But that's boring. Other one, I know Brand.
That's boring.
Well, everyone knows.
See yourself out.
That's not revealing anything. But I do know an actor. His name is Brandon Baker. He played Johnny Tsunami, you know, in a Disney Channel original movie, mm-hmm. and we worked on a movie together. And it was I saw him at a wedding of a friend that we all worked on this movie together. And I was walking with my wife, and Brandon Baker walked by. He goes, "Tiak, hey, how are you, man?" And that was.
T-Hack has an IMDb page.
He does.
And the Slacker show is not on it.
But that was a very cool moment to be recognized, to have the famous actor recognize me
mm-hmm.
in front of my wife. It made me look very good.
All right.
She forgot about the free throws.
If you have a claim to fame that's bigger than I shoot free throws good.
Used to.
We want to hear what your claim to fame is. Text or call to 303-222-5423. Without further ado, no more adieu, Aaron, what is your claim to fame that's going to beat siring 100 children?
I was on the cover.
Oh my God, if you, okay.
Of a Good Times coupon book.
Oh man, I thought you were doing the diabetic thing. No, that's good. Yeah, no, that is good.
Yeah, good that's times. Really good.
So, do you have it?
I do.
You have them at home?
Yeah, we bought extras to not use them. To just have.
So those coupons went unfulfilled.
They're so expired.
So it's you doing what? Like mouthing a burger?
Laughing.
Oh, you're just laughing.
Yeah.
You didn't have to like be with the product.
Nope.
Would you sign one for me?
Absolutely.
I would like one. And usually if you talk to them nice enough, that expiration date's kind of, there's some leeway there. So.
Would you sign your free throw stat sheet?
Yes. I may have them pre-signed already.
I bet you do. There's somebody who's, he's an Idaho man. Isn't that your people?
No, I'm just close enough. I'm Ohio.
Oh, what's the difference?
I'm Iowa. Is the oh. It's the other one.
Okay, yeah. But what's the difference?
Okay, different good. Rearranging of the vowels.
He has added another Guinness World Record to his impressive collection.
That's kind of cool.
He has now punched 327 balloons in a minute. The previous record was at 33. So he just went.
I could do that.
He went ham.
Wow.
He had increased it to 68, and then he went crazy with his boxing gloves and got to a whopping 327 balloon punch in 60 seconds.
Don't let my son hear this. We'll never be able to go to Red Robin again because they give you the balloons when you walk out.
That's a lot in a minute. Yeah. Like that is.
Cause, and you, they got to be filled to the right place where a punch will pop them.
Right.
Because if you ever like been trying to be like a badass, you're like, yeah, watch this. And he just goes, boom, boom. And you're like, ah. Yeah. He's so mad.
Are you
like,
trying
come
to rip
on.
Your shirt off? Yeah, dude, the like, same thing happens.
All right. So balloon popping, coupon book, good. I used to play basketball. Don't even call. What is your claim to fame? 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for claims to fame. TX runs out of the room to get the calls, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes running back in. And he's just got this face when he came back in. And I didn't know if the face is because these calls are great or he's just upset that they're better than, I scored a lot of free throws when I was in high school. Like, I don't know what
you were so aggressive with him, though. Like, what you said was not okay. Yeah.
What'd I say? Like, nice face or something? You talk, or on the air or off the air?
Off the air.
Yeah. Aaron, you had HR's number?
Yep.
Okay.
It's Wanda. I've got her on speed dial. Don't sweat it. I record everything for her. Chantel.
Yay.
Yay.
What's your claim to fame?
Was at Platte River in Denver many years ago, but there was a dad and his two toddlers that were drowning in the river, and the river was like taking them.
Oh my God.
I had pulled the toddlers out, and then I actually had a bystander try to get the dad because by the time we were able to swim to them, because it was a moving river, he was. Had like given up.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
So did you got all of them saved? They all lived?
Yes. Yep. I handed both of the kids to the mom who was running down the sidewalk behind me, screaming as I was trying to run so that I could jump into the river. And the sidewalk kind of turned, started to like divide, and then I didn't have a choice. I had to jump on the rock and jump in and then swim to them.
Because depending on what time of year it was, the Platte River is running
so fast.
It was
so
fast.
Yeah. It was full.
Wow.
I'm glad I wasn't there to see the glare on the mother's eyes.
She's just like, just get the kids.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Good
so
for you.
So you saved lives. That is amazing.
That's amazing.
That's a great story. But can I just ask real quick, what's your free throw percentage?
Yeah.
No, can't compete. Can't
yeah.
Compete.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't even know why you bothered calling them.
Oh,
I'm sorry, buddy. You know I love you.
Well, I was in a movie. We just skipped over that part.
Okay. Nikki.
Hi.
What's your claim to fame?
My claim to fame is I did
shots of vodka with then Vice President Al Gore in the U.S. Embassy when I was working in Moscow.
Shut up! Oh,
really?
He just rolls into the embassy with a bottle of Stolichnaya and is like, let's get after it?
Yeah, I was working for the White House, and his first international trip was to Moscow, and he wanted to celebrate, and they brought out shots, and we're all doing shots, and we're partying, and they're taking photographs, and then I think he realized, I'm like the vice president, so I shouldn't be doing this. So they destroyed all those photos. We all wanted a copy.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you could not keep them. Yeah.
Does he party
hard?
I guess
that was an inconvenient truth for him.
Very inconvenient truth. Yeah, that stiff guy, that stiff kind of, no, he's from Tennessee. He parties.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for laughing, Nikki. I appreciate
that. Aaron has no idea what.
I don't know.
It's a movie. He did a movie about climate change called An Inconvenient Truth.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, cool. But what's he go from the line? What's his percentage?
Zach?
Yay.
Yay. Welcome to the Titanic. You want smoking or not? This show is horrifying. Oh my God, it's so bad.
Let me give you one highlight at least I've gotten from
okay,
the show.
Okay, let's go. What is your claim to fame, Zach? Is that an iceberg?
Well, real quick, Slacker, thank you for the recommendation for that bourbon syrup from Lulu's. It is money.
Is that not the greatest syrup you've ever had in your life?
Amazing, amazing. The family had it. We loved it. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, thank you for saying that. Those guys are dope out there. So what is your claim to fame other than enjoying great syrup?
I was visiting my brother in Santa Monica and his wife, and we decided to go to a bar and hang out for a little bit. And one of her girlfriends came and met us, and sitting over in a table by himself was Jason Patrick, one of the Lost Boys.
Whoa!
And so she was, my sister-in-law's girlfriend was single. She just saw him by himself and went over there and started chatting with him. And then next thing you know, she's calling us all over to the table. So we're just sitting there hanging out. Jason Patrick, really nice guy, just talking baseball. In comes Kiefer Sutherland.
Another Lost Boy.
Another Lost Boy. I didn't realize.
You found him.
It's a movie.
Oh.
I didn't realize how short he was. He is like 5'5", 5'6".
Oh, really?
He is tiny. And he has definitely been hanging out somewhere before he got to us. And he's a little intoxicated. So we're just sitting around literally at a table for about 3 or 4 hours, just drinking, talking to these two guys. Kiefer gets to this point where obviously he's been way too many under the sheets. So he starts telling me a joke and just goes on this joke. We're waiting for the punchline, the whole story. Everybody at the table is waiting for it. He just blanks. And he's like, you know what? I want to give you a kiss. And he grabs me and gives me a big kiss on the cheek. And after that, he just wanted to hug me and just be his best friend for the next, like,
so are you best friends with Kiefer Sutherland now?
From that moment, I was. I felt like
one of
those Lost Boys.
I used to be.
You're just like T-Hack, man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so great. Aaron, you and I think we're going to be in a fight.
Why?
I just do, because I already know your opinion on this, and I think I don't think it's okay, but I think it's okay. Okay, so there's a woman who's going viral on TikTok. Am I allowed to say those words?
Honestly, I'm confused as to what's going on right now, so yeah.
Okay, so she's on TikTok, and she basically shot a video of herself, and like boyfriend's like, hey, you ready to go or whatever? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, are you going to put any makeup on? And she's like, do I need to? And he basically says, like, I feel more comfortable when you have makeup on. You're another level with makeup on.
He says a different level.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, without makeup, you look good, but with makeup, it's a different level.
So he's asked her.
And he said, so for me personally, I would feel more comfortable if you, and then the video cuts off.
Because she was stabbing him, I think, at that point.
She's like in a place, and it sounds like, and there's like a loftish sort of area, like a like a railing or something. So my presumption was he's upstairs somewhere, and like yelling down to her, like, "Hey, you fix your face before we go." I'll start with you, Tiak.
Okay.
Do you prefer your wife? I'm divorced, so I have no dog in this hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
But you're in the dating scene.
Yeah. I'll answer it after he does. Do you prefer your wife with makeup or without?
I prefer her without, actually. I have a weird aversion to makeup. And my wife, she doesn't wear makeup very often. She works from home and she's just kind of stopped. And like, it's been really good for her skin and all that stuff too. So
respect it. Love it. Great.
Mm-hmm. But she will put it on like Alice in Winterland. It was a big night out, you know, it's what she put makeup on.
And when you're,
but that was
when
she's just, like,
kissed the kids to go to sleep and you guys are waiting for your Uber out front and you look over and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, she is striking.
Is that okay to have that opinion?
I think I see where you're, I don't know.
To be taken aback. Okay,
but it is true. It's like,
she's not ugly without it.
No. No, but when she puts it on, it is, it's another level. And isn't that why she put it on?
Here's
right?
the thing.
To level up?
I agree, because makeup, you wear makeup to enhance your features. What I don't like is that he says, for me personally, I would feel more comfortable. That's you, bud. That's a you problem. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to wear makeup, that's my choice. You have to deal with it.
But she did ask him, do I need to?
Because
so she was like, well, what do you think? Do I need to? And he's like, well, so then he responded to her question.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know she wasn't asking that in a serious way. It was a very petty
question.
Do
we know that?
Yeah.
No, because like there's times like I don't have a great analogy, but like, we all know some people. I can think of one in my head. Guys who in the dead of winter wear shorts.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're like, and I've seen said guys wear their snapback, flip-flops and shorts in the dead of winter to a nice event.
Really? Mm,
that's okay.
And if she's like, hey, can you throw some pants on? Do I need to? Well, I'd feel more comfortable if you were wearing pants and you'd drop that.
But again, that's to a nice event. We don't know what they were doing, if they were just like going grocery
but
shopping.
But if it makes
her
more comfortable for him to dress it up a little bit and she
because
wants
that
him
place
to be,
has a dress code. There's no makeup
what
code.
What if they're just going to King Supers and it's like, I'm sick of you dressing like a slob. Well, they're just going to, what's the place that you go all the time? Home Goods.
Oh, yeah.
You can wear shorts and flip-flops.
I know you can.
That's a tuxedo place for me.
I'm saying she just wants him to step it up a little bit. Like, you're allowed to ask your spouse to step it up a little bit. Like, I would say mm-hmm. this, you don't have enough right now, Aaron, but like, if we were dating
mm-hmm.
and you had more tattoos, I'd be like, could you cover those up before we go see my mom?
Because
my mom's just weird. My parents were weird. Anytime somebody's got tattoos,
no,
like,
my mom doesn't like them.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm
going to get them and I'm going to show them off.
Right, but I'd be more comfortable just while we go see my mom. It's rude as hell. Because we're together, like, we're pretending we're together, right? And it's like, I should love you and respect you for who you are, with makeup, without it, all the things you've added to your body. But it's like, in this situation, I just like it better.
I don't know, because I get it. That one's kind of different because it's permanent. You're not asking someone to wear mascara.
Right.
Well, could a...
I don't have the right answer.
Could a guy say, look, honey, I think you wear too much makeup. Could you maybe could you wear a little less? I think you look better with less makeup. Could she still have the right to be like, who do you think you are? Like,
to
I
tell
wear,
me.
Yeah, to tell me how much
to wear. Potentially. I think that could be a compliment, though, because it's like, you don't need all of that. You are stunning without it. But I understand if you want to wear it because it gives you more confidence.
But it could also be construed as you suck at putting makeup on. If you're in the, like... Right,
you look cakey.
Right, yeah, or you're just bad. Like, yeah.
Look
you
at the pillow.
But bottom line is, a lot of people think this guy's a jerk.
Again, I don't know. It's just the him feeling more comfortable thing that I understand what you mean, but I just don't know if I agree with it in this
There's
situation.
There's just a thing, like, this is the worst analogy for the 900th time, but like, I get ads for these all the time, and I'm going to make it worse by saying this. There's a pant or something called Bird Dog. Do you know what that is?
I've seen those.
And
yeah,
they supposedly make your ass look amazing. If you're a dude and you wear these, I don't own any, but they supposedly make your ass look amazing. There's like Bird Dog shorts and Bird Dog pants, like chinos and crap like that. If you're on your way out to go to whatever, and your girl goes,
would you go throw the bird dogs on? I'm more comfortable when other women are looking at you and just looking at that delicious booty of yours. I like it when women are lusting for you. I like that.
Now you're starting to sound like my wife.
Wait, I mean, I don't think anybody would be mad at a girl for saying, your booty looks so much better like that.
I don't think anyone would be mad either. I think you're right, yeah.
And he's just saying, you look so much better with makeup. I'm not saying you look bad, but you look better. Is that Aaron's top?
I don't know, because I'm stuck and I don't know how to phrase it, but maybe it's just like,
it's because he made it about him.
Maybe it's because of the makeup, because it's like, I want you to cover your natural features, kind of thing.
Pretend to be somebody else.
Yeah. Make yourself I don't know. But maybe he's just saying, I want you to enhance him. Just add a little mascara, add a little bit of blush. But I don't know.
Yeah, I want to see the guy, because I want to see, like, well, what's he putting in? Like, is he on doing his best to, like, present himself? And he's like, honey, come on. Or is he a slob? And then that changes it.
The worst part is, and I'm really bad at this, she kind of looks like Charity. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. So she doesn't really, when I looked at her, I'm like, yeah, come on over. Like, I'll throw my bird dogs on. And
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got involved in a competition last night, and it didn't occur to me till today that I could have won with T-Hack and maybe you too, Aaron.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
But T-Hack for sure. It's one of your jobs.
I'm a professional, yes.
I ended up at a bar.
We're not surprised. Continue.
No, I mean, there was a work event. All our salespeople went out. There's some new game show thing. Do you guys know about the game show thing?
Can you be more specific?
There's like a game show bar. Like, it's literally, and it's down by the bar they ended up at. But it's like, you literally go in, it's like a team building bar, and it's like, there's a Family Feud game. They played like a cornhole game.
Fun.
Where you know the dots.
Game show battle rooms?
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Mm. You know the dots that you if you don't get them, you'll now get them on your Facebook feed, where it's like for fitness, you do like push-ups and you turn the dot off,
you put
them on the wall, and it's like reflex kind of stuff. Like, you throw cornhole bags at those. And it's like the green ones, it's like whoever turns it off the first kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, our salespeople all went and did that, and then they ended up at a bar. I don't know if I should say the name of the bar, because I don't like the owner.
Valid.
No, actually.
But you do know him.
I just met him last night.
Okay.
It's a bar called Papa's Public House. And it was super fun. Little hole in the wall by Vasa Fitness, like down at Quebec and whatever. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, so what happened was, I'm with a couple of our big, big bosses and the owner of the bar. And there's a table of like six women clearly catching up. Another table of like four women clearly catching up. A family with mom, dad, two girls. Another kind of eclectic group of like 20-something affected emo people wearing, what is the thing I learned about the other day, where the style nothing matches?
Oh, the like Kesha style.
Indie, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Because it's like
that?
Leopard print with like polka dots underneath.
And like metallic.
Just like,
poof, poof, yeah.
Like the lights were off when you picked your clothes kind of people. And they have touch tunes at this bar. So,
And that's the one that you do it on your phone, right? It's like a...
Yes, you can pick songs, you buy credits.
Okay.
Like, I bought...
But you don't have to actually go up to... It's not like the old jukebox so you can anonymously do it?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know that.
It's like 55 credits was like $25, and it's like 2 credits a song-ish, I think.
Okay.
Maybe so it's a little more.
They give you an odd number so that you're always.
Well, the 55 credits was like 5 bonus credits if you buy that many or something. Okay. I don't know. It's stupid. So I always start with It's the Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman. This is the greatest show. I start with that song. Played Aqua Barbie Girl. And then it became about. It was like, Slacker, you speak to people on the radio. Can you. This table of six women was our first attempt. And they're obviously catching up. So just everybody's talking. It's stories, stories, stories. And it's like, can you get them to stop having conversation and acknowledge what's playing in the bar?
Mm. You want a pop. You want a little...
I want them like somebody to sing along.
Okay,
and
go
like, oh, anything.
Or like, oh, I love this song. Or
yes, anything. Okay. I wasted almost all 55 credits.
Maybe the greatest showman again? I don't know.
Well, you know, at first, what I was trying to do is run people out of the bar.
Okay.
Like, I was playing songs that I thought would alienate people. And then I think you already probably, if given the task, do you already have a song in your head that would make people stop conversing? Oh my God, I just thought of one. It's so obvious. I'm so dumb.
You were, okay, list some of the songs that you did play. Other than the greatest
showman.
So we
were trying to figure it out. We're like, they're 40s and 50s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Year old women. So I thought at first I'd hit them. I hit them with Morgan and Post.
Okay.
I had some help.
No.
Yeah, no.
What do you, why no. immediately? We play the living F out of that song. Mm-hmm. We target women of that age group.
And you want,
then why is it an instant no?
And you want them to go, oh, I haven't heard this song in forever. I love this song. Not, oh my God, I hear this song all the time.
That felt a little Aaron does the music. You
are the music director.
I am aware.
But when you put it that way, I feel genuinely stupid.
Good.
Like that was a misstep. Yeah.
Like I probably heard it on their car on the way in, then they hear it.
It's just wallpaper to them.
Yeah, it doesn't have that pop. You know, like, it
doesn't catch their attention.
So then I went, oh my God, you guys are just, then up. So I just want to say this. If there were a radio station who did what I did, no one would listen to it. Because then it was immediately into Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Terrible.
Terrible? Who doesn't go, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The 30-year-old male does that. Did you notice I did not?
Why are you mean today?
I'm so disappointed.
Then it became a competition between the three of us, and we're just like, the owner of the bar tried Copacabana.
Nope.
Huge swing and a miss.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Now, in the middle...
Did anyone consider going and talking to these women?
No, because it wasn't about that. It was, we were trying to win.
I see.
And then we're like, can we get any... The table of four women, can we get any of them to pop? We're like, now we're opening it up to the family. So then, Cruel Summer. We played, because there's two little girls at the table, and nothing.
Mm.
Like, I thought... Taylor would get, we're just trying to get anybody in the bar to acknowledge what we're doing. At that point, I'd like to make a public apology. If you've served in the military and you live in Longmont, Colorado, I am sorry. If you go to American Legion Post 32 or whatever it is, I decided because I was getting no success doing what I was doing, I started playing terrible songs at the American Legion in Longmont. Because I
do you
it's
not
just
have
soldiers.
To be close enough.
No, you can do it anywhere.
That is wild.
No, it's amazing
because
like I've been in Austin and I tell my friend Josh, I'm like, I'm walking into this bar in Austin, and all of a sudden, whoa!
That's and I'm so like, funny. Ugh!
I get announced when I go into bars thanks to my buddy Josh.
That is amazing.
We
I had
no
idea.
Play a song right now anywhere you want to play. I can play a song at Papa's. I played Greatest Showman at 11 o'clock last night at Papa's because my boss was still there. Our boss was still there. So I started playing How Deep Is Your Love.
That's okay.
But at the Legion.
Oh, no. Okay.
What the heck, man?
I interrupted AC/DC.
Oh!
Oh, you can see what was playing?
Yeah, you can see what's playing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I played How Deep Is Your Love. I played Barbie Girl at the American Legion. So if you were at the Legion last night and you're wondering, because then in my head, there's a bunch of grizzled soldier dudes sitting around reminiscing about their time. And then Barbie Girl starts and they're all going, which one of you sons of did this? And it's like, it was me. I was,
wow.
And you were counties away.
So far away. Couldn't be farther. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So you have a song in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can get it done in three.
Three songs?
Three songs for sure. But I have one that I think, would have
worked. I have two. One that would work on me that I don't think would work on anyone else. But one that I think would work on everyone else.
Please text in what song. I'm going to tell you this right now. Our boss played... downloaded Touch Tunes for the first time, okay. Played his first song and won the contest, got everyone, the entire bar stopped conversing and started singing. If you think you know what that song is, 303-222-5423.
Interesting.
Like, literally, I've never seen a song work this hard. I know it. It's so dumb, but
because it's obvious, or because it's just
made me mad how obvious it was.
Okay.
Who wants to go? Do we let the professional go first, or do you want to go, Aaron?
I'll go first because I don't know how realistic mine are.
Okay.
So the one that I know would work on me that I don't know if it would work on everyone else, Tribute by Tenacious D. I will go hard on that.
Okay. Do you remember a total B you were when I said Morgan and Post?
I am aware that it would only work on me.
That's what I said. Stupid.
The one that I think would work on more people.
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
You're telling me that that's not adjacent to Bon Jovi?
No. It's the same, like, you want to get up and yell, but Bon Jovi's overplayed. We're done with it. It's kind of like the Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline was suggested, but not played.
If I don't hear that song again in my life, I will be happy.
Then you can never go to a Rockies game. They play it every...
I hate it. I hate it.
I agree. I'm with you. It's just, yeah. And then the bop, 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 it's not even in the song.
Bah, bah. I know,
it's like, we just do that. And I
hate
it.
I just thought of another one. Oh, God. Okay, hold on. And then, okay, I got two.
Okay.
And neither one of these are the ones that won.
Okay, you want my list of three?
Yeah, but which one do you, are you going to start with this? I think I got it on this one.
Yeah, I think I got it on this one. I would play, is it Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten?
Yes.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can do it for a table.
I just saw her at Red Rocks, and we all lost it.
Table of women, come on.
Okay.
Easy.
I want to say this.
Blindfolded.
We've been talking for far too long, so I'm going to get your other two choices.
Okay.
And tell you the song that won the day, but you guys can text in right now.
Okay.
We'll tell you what the winning song was and get your guesses. 303-222-5423. What song got the whole bar dancing? Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Long story longer, and we're getting a lot of really great texts. In fact, a couple people have guessed the right one.
I was
at a bar. Yeah, you're scrolling. I was at a bar, and we started to play touch tone roulette, basically, where we were trying to get, it was specifically a table of 40-something-year-old women to break conversation and notice that there was music playing. Can I tell you one other thing I did not disclose?
Yeah.
Again, we're sitting with the owner of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He had the remote for the bar. So we slowly but surely bumped the volume.
Ah.
Okay.
When it was his selections, he bumped it a little. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah,
that's cheating. That's rigging it a little
bit. Right, because it's like, you're just going to notice from the volume.
It's weighted.
So I tried like Bon Jovi. I tried country, like Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
I tried
Aqua, you said, Barbie
Girl.
Well,
no, Aqua was to try to drive people out.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That was when I was in my D-bag
phase. It's hard to tell. You're right? Trying to, it's kinda...
other songs were tried. Copacabana. Just a whole plethora of songs. I have two in my head right now that I think could win. Our boss pulled out his phone, downloaded it, played one song, crushed the day, got it and won. Mic drop. Great. So far, by the way, Aaron's songs were trash. Neither song.
People agreed.
Tenacious D, nobody, no.
Katrina and the Waves, that's good.
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine.
It's decent, but I don't think it's...
You're going to get finger snapping. Like, people are going to react at least minimum. Yeah. I agree with that one.
I had some help.
No.
What? I'm walking on Sunshine. Like, no.
Whoa!
Okay.
Don't feel good.
So, TAC went with Natalie. No, not Natalie Imbruglia.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay.
Unwritten,
yeah.
I think one of your songs has to work first, and that
has a high probability. If not, I'm going back and forth. There's two that are tied for two.
Okay.
It's either Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, or next, Too Close.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
I don't know that one.
Aaron didn't move at all. I watched Aaron's face.
She's not a 40 or 50 year old woman.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know that song.
Dancing
I know
real
the. What was the
slow.
Other one?
Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
Mark
okay,
Morrison.
Maybe, but I don't think it would have cracked him.
Or maybe like.
You're making it hard for me.
No. Nothing?
What about like Schoolboy Q, Collard Greens? What do you think of that one? Maybe not 40, 50.
Not the age table. And then my
I literally tried. I tried. Mm. I went all the way. I even went King Kunta.
No, you're going the wrong way.
That's when I'm trying to win the bar. I thought maybe the indie whatever people might go for that one. One of the people in the indie, I did not disclose this, was wearing a Nirvana shirt. So I didn't fully...
So maybe Tenacious D would have worked.
No, I didn't go full on cheat code with that. I didn't play Nirvana. I played Stone Temple Pilots. Nada. Not a thing.
Well, even that, a Nirvana t-shirt doesn't really mean much anymore. Yeah. Like, they just sell them at Target. So,
but you don't just buy it.
They make them for kids and stuff, too.
Yeah, but your kid has to know what Nirvana is. I'm not going to let my kid... You're going to let a kid wear a Nirvana shirt without knowing what it is.
I wouldn't know, but I'm saying that is absolutely a thing.
The Nirvana tee has become like just a fashion piece of just with the wearing the Nirvana. And the, okay. Yeah.
So I can't believe you as a DJ. By the way, this is why I think TIAC will win this, but so far you haven't.
Unwritten would do really well. If none of those worked, my ace in the hole, what I would pull out last, would be the national anthem. Because people have to react. And then I would win the contest. Because people would stand, they would put their hand over their heart, and I would go.
I don't know if it's in touch tunes, because I also tried to cheat and use Baby Shark.
Oh my gosh. Because
we were desperate. Desperate
times.
That's
the thing, is people would absolutely react. They'd be like, "What? Who picked this? What is going on?"
So none of those are the song.
Okay.
As a DJ, I can't believe you didn't say either of the two that I just
that
sprung
you thought
to
of.
Mind.
Yeah, what are
just
they?
Now? I thought of them. Hmm. Number one, Miley.
Depends which one.
Party in the USA. Are you joking me?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
It doesn't have the same hit that it used to.
Mm-hmm. Because it did have, you're right, it had a moment, and as a DJ, it had a good 5 years of like, man, that's the biggest, but then it just became kind of like,
if I'm in a bar, I'm not going to react.
You're not?
That's not,
then you're not going to react to the one that won. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to react to the one that won. Okay, then the next one that sprung to my mind, as a DJ,
Macarena
picture yourself
or something?
At a wedding. What is the song?
Cupid Shuffle.
No.
Then Uptown Funk.
Thank you.
No, but that's such a common one.
I don't know if I'm going to react.
I know, but it gets people, every wedding DJ, when they're like, come on, all the blue hairs aren't getting up, they just don't, and everybody's like, poof.
Yeah,
it's just like,
you're absolutely right, but it's only at a wedding, because people are wanting to dance. At a restaurant, people aren't wanting to dance, so they're like, eh.
They hear, all right, well, keep guessing, because I should have done
Cupid Shuffle's actually good, because some people would dance.
I think the way to go is what you said with the national anthem. Do something so obscene, is that the right word for it?
Yeah.
Like, where it just shocks you and
you're
forced
to
comment on it.
Yeah, you're not hear that at all.
I have the winning song. Do you guys want to take any more guesses? I'm going to tell you this.
It was our boss who played it?
Yes. We also tried Shaboozy, and that didn't work.
Of course.
I thought, oh,
Is it Garth? Is it Friends in Low Places?
I hate you.
Is that it?
It is Friends in Low Places!
Yes.
Loser!
I maintain my status as a pro.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I've got a story. It's just mostly a public service announcement. If somebody has their brights on, there's a way to react to it, and then there's the thing my story did.
Oh, okay.
Not the correct thing.
I have a story of a traffic stop that was absolutely bananas.
If there's a pun in there, you're off the show.
Never mind.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of California.
Oh my God.
So the California Highway Patrol, they made a speeding stop.
On the 5?
The 15, idiot.
It was a Rolls-Royce Ghost that was speeding. They pulled him over. Oh, wow. 27-year-old man got
out. That's a car? Is that a really expensive car?
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Ghost?
The Ghost, uh-huh.
How'd the cops even find him? I wonder if the cops
If that's a pun, you're off the show.
Yeah. Now it's just
Hold on. Was that, was that your slacker voice? That's your slacker voice. Okay.
But that was just there. That was just the beginning where he was speeding. They also found some cannabis that was ready to be sold. It was all distributed.
Oh, distributable.
Yeah, and then also a baby spider monkey who was wearing a pink onesie was in the car with him.
I feel like that's the only good thing you have in the car.
Yeah, kind of a passenger princess there.
Okay.
It was estimated that the monkey was about 1 month old, so just a brand new baby monkey.
So you think he traded the monkey for drugs?
Well, it was believed that he had it as an illegal pet.
Oh.
So the man was taken to jail. Thankfully, the monkey was taken to the zoo where he'll be cared for and all that. So this guy went from hanging out with primates to hanging out with inmates.
Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have any like monkey business or stupid crap like that?
That's no.
It. You already floated the banana one.
Yep. I floated it, so and got it? I got feedback.
Are you curious?
Oh, I think I know what you're laying down right there. No, I'm not curious at all. I got a story out of Kentucky. So a guy was driving down the road and he thought the car coming the other way had their high beams on. And what do we do when somebody has their high beams on, everybody?
I get very agitated.
But what are you supposed to do?
You turn them off when there's a car coming.
Don't you?
No, but if they're coming at you with their high beams on, what are you supposed to do?
You flash them.
Oh, you slam your car into them three times. That's the correct thing to do. That's what Johnny Frank Falcone.
I've wanted to do that, especially some of the headlights now are
they're
just
so bright. Yes. They're blinding.
The LEDs are like off-putting. They look
that's
like skim milk.
That's why I said you turn them off. I thought that's what you meant.
No, actually, I lied. My story is in California. It's just a Kentucky feller in California. He didn't flash them. He rammed into the other vehicle three times. Turns out, even in California, that's illegal.
Okay. All right.
I will say the other car no longer had their brakes on. So effective.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Not necessarily a lose-lose. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Anything?
I thought primates to inmates was pretty good. That was pretty.
For today!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.